Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 42 of Grovization. I think 42 is a good number for me. I like 42. It's close enough to 420 for me. 2 out of 3. That's good enough. I'm chatting shit. Friends, I've got a new microphone. Woo! It's joyous. So this is going to get a bit rambly. I hope you're ready for it. I'm a bit tired this week though, friends. I'm very tired this week. I went out protesting last week, of course. And I realised I haven't literally interacted with other human beings for about 4 months. Is that how long we've been in lockdown? 12 weeks or so? I honestly don't know. Does it matter? Nope. And oh my gosh, I am drained. So if my brain is a bit shit at the beginning of this episode, I apologize, but I can assure you, friends, that my guest this week is a joy. She has lifted me up. She's a fellow empath and she has sent me all these lovely posy vibes just with her wonderful existence. And I love her for that. You're gonna love her. Honestly, listen to this one twice. The time will fly. Just her voice. Listen to it going to sleep. Let her lull you into it's lovely. But then obviously make sure you listen to the rest for the next day. Obviously, friends. It's great. My guest this week is the amazing explosive and amazing Cleo Panther. She's a full-time performer and is just taking her first baby steps into OnlyFans. So we're going to exchange links tonight. Yes, we are, friends. And yeah, this episode is, it'll put a smile on your face. Her laugh is infectious. I love listening to her laugh from every conversation we've ever had. She's joy. She's like sunshine. All right, I'm gushing. I'm stopping. Beautiful humans, I'm not going to share my socials again this week, but what you should do is check out it's Black Visions is the charity. I think they're Minneapolis. Sorry, Americans. I believe it's Minneapolis, an exclusive or not exclusive, but based charity. And I found out through them this week that Minneapolis has been the first city council in America to pledge to defund the police. Woo! I mean, that's the ultimate goal. We obviously still need to work towards prison abolition and what they call the revolutionary new model of public safety, but it's incredible. So head over to Black Visions, Minneapolis, and donate if you can. Share the news. It's fucking rad. All right then, friends. That's enough shit out of my face hole. Ooh, that didn't sound good. I'll leave that in for your listening pleasure. Beautiful humans, please welcome my wonderful guest, Cleo Panther, to episode 42 of Grovization.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, am surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They have each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Clovisation.
I just realised you've got, when did you dye your hair?
Oh my gosh, so it's just all grown out. You probably can't see, but literally the blue is just there on the end. This is all my natural colour. It does, don't that look weird? It's so weird. Thank you. This is the longest my hair's ever been. Lockdown, wow.
No, tell me back. I've just washed mine and it's like I was just forming dreadlocks from just lying on the like back of my head in bed all the time. It's like,
I've been horizontal the whole time. I know. I've actually like re-triggered or like re-aggravated a back injury just from being sat down, not even from doing anything physical. Just in lockdown.
Yeah.
I know. Shit. It's crazy. How's your lockdown been?
It's been all right. So the first 2 weeks I went into panic mode and was like, shit, how am I going to afford to live?
You're full time performer, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I've lost everything, but like as so many others. So I basically I've gone on to Universal Credit, which is like super glamorous.
Oh my gosh. It's just not good enough, is it? Like it's not enough money to live off.
No, it's not. Well, that group comes to like that's why I've I actually really enjoy doing it. I'm doing OnlyFans and I've been like having like on the fence. I'm like, oh, like how would I like do it, how would I go about it, and it's actually been like so much fun.
Honestly, for creative people, it's so fun. I love it.
It is. And like I do like the topless and nudity stuff, but like I do like weird patterns and neon shit and just make it really artistic, and like it's just been like a really lovely thing to try out. And the guys on there were really lovely. They're really complimentary, which is really lush. It's been a whole new world for me.
That's awesome.
But I had to explain to my accountant. I was like, oh, I'm doing this now. And she's totally cool. Like, she's
really?
So sad.
That's awesome. People can be a bit funny about sex work, can't they?
I know, I don't really get it. Like,
I don't get it.
I'm just like, just be you. Like, fuck it. What?
I know, right? I mean, it's a legal job. And I think the lockdown's really shown to so many people that OnlyFans is such a good way to make money. Like, everyone I know is doing it.
Yeah. It's fantastic, honestly. And I wish I've always obviously known it's there, like, and I know you've been doing it, and I guess I just never had the time, like, round. I never give it the time around performing. I just literally come in and just want to eat and sleep. So it's, like, really great to kind of, to find that platform and to really, to build something. Really, and explore something. Have you got a cat in the back? Who's that?
See him. Is he going into his litter tray? So this is my naked cat. Here, I'll show you.
He's
about to go take a shit and stink out my apartment. Thanks, cat.
Oh.
You'll hear him in the background. He meows. He's really, really loud, Cleo, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah, he's really dirty at the moment too. He needs a bath. So if he comes up close, excuse his face. He looks like he's been rolling in the mud.
Okay.
But yeah, so he's been playing in the garden. Cleo, you do so much stuff. For people that don't know who you are listening, give yourself a little brief intro, because you're like a full-time performer.
Yeah, so hi, Cleo Panther. So I've been performing since probably that small, since I got into dancing. I trained at a dance school called the Northern School of Contemporary Dance in Leeds. I trained basically in ballet and contemporary, and then moved to London and was trying different things out. Some people don't know, but I was doing stuff for like CBBC and doing a bit of extras work. Cool. And I was really trying to, before burlesque, trying to get into presenting, but it never came about, and it was a lot of hard work. And I've only ever really, like, I have an amazing family, but I do come from a working class family, and moving to London, it was very apparent it was only me supporting me. So unfortunately I couldn't delve down the whole presenter route and do like the runner work and work my way up, because just the pay wasn't there. So I kind of fell into burlesque. It was kind of, oh, kitty.
Yeah, I told you straight away, he loves it.
And I just really enjoyed it, and I was like, oh my god, like now I found something where my body is celebrated and I can use my dance skills and express myself on stage and do striptease. And one of my first paid jobs was a Michael Jackson documentary for Channel 5, which was just insane.
That's wicked.
Yeah, which I got through the Coco Butter Club. But yeah, they spotted me, and it was just a domino effect from there, really. And yeah, I work now with the most, like, people like you, the most amazing people, and have the most fucking amazing time. So I'm grateful for the life that I've got, honestly.
You always look like you're having such a good time. You're one of my favorite people to watch perform. Honestly, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it earlier. Whenever you're on stage at Cirque with me or something, I'm always like looking sideways, because you're always like the most explosive dancer. It's so refreshing to watch, because I'm just like standing there clinging to the ceiling, trying to wiggle. Yeah.
No, but that's absolutely beautiful. I just love being quite aggressive on stage, and I guess that stems from I've always kind of felt like with dance school and dance training, I was completely overlooked. And I always remember a dance teacher back when I was like 12, 13, saying, you're a bit shorter than most, you're a bit smaller. So you always have to dance 10 times bigger and make sure that people see you. And I think maybe it stems from that a bit, because I felt so overlooked in certain aspects in my life that I feel I have to be big and have to be present.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
how tall are you, Cleo? We're like the same height, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm about maybe 5'3", 5'4" at a push.
Yeah, I'm like 5'3" at a push. I feel I feel like that resonates in me, being small. I've always had like a loud voice. I've always been like the shouty friend. And my mum always told me it's because little people need to have loud voices, otherwise we get stepped on. So.
Exactly. So let people know we're in the room, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, yeah, I like being a small performer, though. I think it's good that our industry celebrates everyone, but it's not totally equal, is it?
No, it's not.
Definitely
it's
got not. Its fair share of problems.
Yeah.
What do you think we could improve about? I think especially in light of, because the date today is, what is it, the 10th of June. So we've just gone through a week of real civil unrest. A lot of people are becoming more aware of black rights, etc. And I think the performer community really hasn't responded in a way I would have really liked them to respond.
Yeah, like it's such a difficult one. It's been a bit disappointing. I still see people fighting this All Lives Matter corner, and it kind of bewilders me. I'm just like, it's not that we're saying that all lives are not equal, but black lives aren't equal right now. Like, I know Jewish people have been through a lot. That seems to keep coming up. I don't really understand, because like Jewish people, that's a religious talk. I don't understand. We're talking about racism. It's not
yes.
I've said to people online, my great grandfather did fight in the war, and he only passed away a couple of years back, but he was a prisoner of war in Poland. So I've seen the effects it's had on him, and I know it's horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous. He never spoke about all the trauma he went through, but he had a tremor for the rest of his life from his early 30s. So, wow. It's not nice to see people using certain scenarios against this whole race movement. It's just really sad for me. Hopefully things will work out, but I think in our industry it's a tough one at the moment, because I personally, I've had messages, I've been inundated with messages about now people asking me to perform, and it's predominantly from white producers, and I know people are trying to help, but like, you don't want to get like put in this bracket of tokenism, and you don't want to I don't want to be seen to be filling a gap on a lineup. I don't want to be like, let's put a black person in this all white lineup and then it looks good.
Like, yeah, not acceptable. Yeah.
It's not. And I know people are trying. It's just, I hope that people understand that, like, black performers are just feeling very angry at the moment. We're feeling very upset and hurt by what we're seeing, and you know, a lot of the opinions that are being circulated online, it is, there's a lot of things very triggering. And I think the last thing performers of color, well, black performers, want to be doing right now is talking about work and performing. Like, personally, I can only talk for me, but I don't have the energy and I'm not in a good headspace to be wanting to do that right now. Yeah, but I appreciate that producers are trying. I know they're trying, so.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying, but they can totally do better. I've been really disappointed in the reaction. But hopefully we're going to move forward.
Yeah, totally. And I think a lot of it is just, it's education. It's never experienced. A lot of people that haven't experienced what a black person has been through. And I'm mixed race, but, like, I've had my fair share of racial, like, people making racial comments, microaggressions. I remember I was on the DLR once.
Right.
I was on the DLR! And this lass, basically, this white lass had all these bags on this chair next to her, like,
yeah.
And it was packed. And I've just been working. Before I was doing burlesque, I was working full-time employment for a wig company, and I helped style and do wigs for people that suffer with alopecia and were going through chemotherapy, so a lot of people don't know that about me. So
that's awesome, really, Claire.
Yeah, it was just, like, really long, tiring days, and, like I got on this train this day, and I just remember being absolutely exhausted, because emotionally it was quite draining, and and I was like, I'm actually not having that. And so I turned to her and I said, look, have I done something wrong for you to react like that? That is quite a negative reaction. And I was faced with, stop giving me attitude. It's like, oh, like, just because I asked you to move your bags, like, come on,
that's
dude.
A normal thing to do on London Transport, right? Like, everybody sits in every seat, right?
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I get sick of people using the aggression card. I was in no way, shape, or form aggressive. I just kindly asked, have I done anything? I'm trying to understand why you reacted like that. I've kind of, have I missed the point here? But yeah, it is just ignorance.
It is. It really is. It's so it must be so frustrating. I can't believe, well, I can believe it. I really can, which is a really frustrating thing.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Tell me more, because I didn't know this about you, about the wig company. Tell me more about that.
Oh, yeah. So I went full-time employed in the start of this year, which is, like, a great time to get full-time employed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I've been doing performing, like, part-time for a couple of years now. But to make ends meet, I was working full-time in the week, and the last job I had was for an events company in East London. Before that, I spent a couple of years working. They're called Adirons, and they're part of a company called Trendco, which not many people know of. They do, like, human hair wigs, but they're really tight-fitting because they're for people with alopecia and chemotherapy. So I did it for a couple of years. It was really insightful. I'm not a trained hairdresser. I trained at dance school, so I kind of just knew the basics, but that's where I learned how to, like, sew clips into particular wigs. So a lot of my wigs, I don't really glue down. I just sew in, like, additional clip things, and I learned that there. It was just really interesting, like, to sit in. I did sat in a lot of consultations just to learn more, and by the end of that job I was going into hospitals once a week and actually, like, helping, like, ladies through chemotherapy, like, put wigs on and help them. And you know, it was emotionally quite draining, even with my, like, the clients that had alopecia, like, to lose all your hair and not know why. And a lot of it was, like, trauma, due to trauma or stress. And, you know, for anyone that doesn't know what alopecia is, it's when your cells attack your hair follicles. So Yeah, so they so your immune system thinks that your hair follicles is like a foreign body and will attack your hair follicles.
Is that what it is? That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's triggered by stressful trauma and some of these ladies, yeah. It is devastating, and then the ladies that are going through chemotherapy, it's really quite sad, but you want to be there for them and make them feel good about themselves. And yeah, so that was like, at the end, I was just like, you know, I'm looking at these women and I'm like, you know, I want to just live my life. Like,
yeah.
It's not to say I wouldn't come back to that job, but for that, like, I was 20, probably 24, 25 at the time. And I was just like, you know what, I want to live my life now. I want to focus on my performing. And yeah, really just, you know, live my life to its fullest, because yeah. I don't know how long I've got.
What an amazing perspective. Did that give you like a real kind of like mind jog about like mortality and stuff? Was that kind of
yeah for sure that and then I don't mind talking about it, but ironically I went for my first smear test.
Oh yeah.
I had abnormal cells, so I had to go into hospital. And yeah, after that as well, I was just like, after seeing that and that happening, I was just like, look, I just want to focus. I don't know how long I'm here for. I just want to perform and perform to my fullest and know that I can look back at my life and be like, I had the utmost fun with the utmost beautiful people. And yeah, so I always try and stay positive. Like,
you are so positive, Cleo. Every time I meet you, regardless of what state I'm in, you're always the sunniest, loveliest.
You
really are. Has this always been you, Cleo? Have you always been this way? Was this just
I guess. I just like I know we've all been through a lot. I can't compare my troubles to yours, but I just think life is like, it's hard enough as it is, and I always try and be positive and try and make, I like to make people feel better about themselves. That's just something that I love to do, and I genuinely care for everyone that's in my life. And again, just life's too short, and I just want everyone to live it to its best and fullest. So this has been like a really hard time for me with all this Black Lives Matter movement going on. You kind of wish people would just see things in your perspective and just look at the bigger picture, that, you know, humanity, we have to just come together, appreciate, love one another, just fucking just live life, man. Like, why are we all like kicking off about like if someone's gay or what, or like who gives a shit? People are happy, let them be happy and fucking do you, like.
Right. I don't understand where people don't want, why they don't want that. Why is that not the best case scenario all the time, right?
Yeah, totally. And I'm completely respectful of people's beliefs, religions. I don't care where you've come from. I just want everyone to fucking live in harmony, man. Again, life is just as like hard as it is. Like, we'll have a shit we go through, which is all in positive mind. But it takes like these things, like, you know, the rioting, I kind of like, you know, I don't really agree with like violence and what have not, but it's got to a point where nobody's really listening. Mm. So these people, like Black people, feel like they have to use force now. Listen to it. That's awful. Like, people don't want to be going out protesting in the middle of a pandemic. I think that's getting really lost in translation at the moment.
We don't want to
be out there.
Want to? Yeah, it's necessary.
Hopefully from 2021 things will be a lot brighter.
Let's get through this year first. We haven't even made it to July. We're halfway through the year. This year's been wild, isn't it? I feel like it's been the longest year of my life.
It has, honestly. I haven't been exercising.
What did you have? You not? Me too. I think that's really adding to my, I've really got bad insomnia at the moment. I think it's because I just lounge around all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Compared to such an active lifestyle we did have.
Exactly. And I was reading, I've just bought a book on dreams. I don't know about you, but I feel like I've been dreaming a lot more recently, and I love listening to what that means on a subconscious level. And like, I was reading part of the book last night, and I haven't been sleeping very well either. And it was saying, I think basically it was saying, you know, because our brain isn't receiving as much information as say like me and you on a busy working day, like doing OnlyFans, going to work, packing costumes, this, that and the other, because we're not faced with that much information at the moment. Your brain's sort of like, oh, okay, I don't need sleep. Like, I'm totally cool. Like, I can
Have
information. So you So yeah, that's part of like what they think triggers insomnia, apparently. So that's
interesting. Yeah.
It's a dream dictionary from A to Z. It is on Amazon. I can see it on my bookshelf. it's only like £10. It's not too expensive.
That's so nice. And that's been your like lockdown activity, learning about dreams.
Yeah, learning about dreams. I mean, in I'm looking into a lot of documentaries. I'm a bit of a space nerd, so I love documentaries like Brian Cox.
Did you watch the rocket launch?
No.
Oh.
No.
Great. They scrubbed it the first time, but the second one was really cool. I was like, those people are sat in there and they're leaving Earth. And I'm like,
hi.
Can I come?
Oh my god, tell me about it. Just get me off this fucking planet right now.
Pop the world. I know. They left just at the right time. They literally did. Yeah. Crazy. Tell me about your space nerdery. I love space nerd stuff.
Oh my god, no, I just like anything to do with like, you know, celestial bodies or so. I'm from Manchester, for not many people that know, I don't know. But Brian Cox is like, he teaches in Manchester University.
Does he?
I think he's still there. I could be talking shit there, but anyway. No, I'm just always intrigued, and I love how he talks about the universe, and yeah, he's just a really cool guy, and I love watching his documentaries.
He's so smart.
He's like super intelligent. Yeah, seems a really cool, like, down-to-earth guy as well, so I just love watching his stuff. Especially really late at night, I'll just, like, literally put all my fairy lights on. Never lose are like that.
Oh, no!
Yeah. I love being transported elsewhere. So, yeah.
Say that again, Cleo. Sorry, it went all crunchy.
Oh, did it go crunchy? No, I just remember, like, I put my candles on, my lights on, my internet. I just love being transported to like trying to transport myself to other places, so like turn the lights off and watching these documentaries is really therapeutic for me. So
it's nice to get out of your head, isn't it? That's something I've really been trying to do in lockdown, because I sit in my head and think about stuff just all day, and I can just make myself miserable, so it's so important to escape.
I'm quite an introvert at home as well, like, because we're always being so extrovert when we're out and like, you know, socializing backstage and performing, and it's a constant of like giving energy 24/7,
much energy.
Yeah, I completely go within myself, and that's cool. Like, I'm completely fine with being on my own. Like, I've never... My ex-boyfriend thought it was really weird. He was like, you never want to, like...
What?
So, yeah.
I love this being on my own.
No, I love it. Like,
I love honestly, my own. I love it.
I'm like, sound. Like,
that's all I need. Life's so much easier when you don't need to involve other human beings. I just feel like they just add a variable to life that I don't need. I just need it. It's fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So Cleo, where's your like inspiration come for performing? Because I'm just thinking about how bubbly you are as a person. That must have come from somewhere, maybe in your childhood or in your teenage years. Like, who did you like look up to that's given you this?
So like me as a person, like me as like, I don't mind telling people, like, so my real name's, I don't know if you know it, it's Robin.
I didn't know that.
So me as Robin, so my real name's Robin. Like, I'm very much like my dad, like I'm really outgoing, like I have to adore my mum. But I think like, a lot of performance traits of my mum, because she really enjoys singing. But in regards to my personality, I'm more like my dad and really like outgoing, chill, like trying to always see the like happy, finer things in life. When I describe Cleo, when I do burlesque, I try and explain it as my anger management, and I think that comes from a build of things in my life that I haven't probably dealt with. So I'm really good at I don't want to say I'm putting on a front, because everything you get with me is really legit, but there are some like deep rooted stuff that I probably haven't dealt with. There is like a bit of anger, it's like, obviously, like, these micro questions to deal with, like, on, like, a weekly basis in my life, that are becoming quite apparent to white people at the moment. Like, they're things that build up in me that I've just had to deal with throughout my whole life. But that's just one of many aspects. Like, being overlooked at dance school, there's, like, probably still a bit of resentment there. And I try and channel all of that energy into my performing, because I know I'm not a dark, like, horrid person. I don't want to put that on other people. It's just my way of channeling that side of me. I channel that into my performing, and it's hence why I'm so aggressive on stage. So yeah, so burlesque to me is my anger management, and I take influence from, so Cleopatra is obviously, like, well, I don't know if it's obvious, for some it might not be, but Cleopatra and the Black Panther, and the Black Panther's party, I guess, because of what they stood for. Cleopatra being Egyptian queen, it's really interesting because I read up on it on the other night, and I'm a Pisces, that's my star sign, and there's loads of, like, really, like, cool things to her and the Pisces star sign, and the gods that she really, like, believed she was embodying when she was on Earth. I think Aphrodite, the Greek mythology goddess, she was in her, and then Isis, the Egyptian. I don't know if I've done it on, like, a subconscious level when I've chosen the name, I'm not sure, but yeah, it's just really interesting to read upon. Obviously, she's the last reigning queen of Egypt, so yeah. I just have a lot of love and kind of see it as this muse, and then obviously the way a panther moves, because I've danced, because I've trained at contemporary dance school, even though I'm quite aggressive with what I'm moving, I try and move quite fluid. I just love how, like, the panther moves, and obviously I kind of interpret this look, I don't know if you know what I mean, I call it the panther smile.
Yeah,
so I try and be really animated on stage with my face, yeah. And first, so yeah, they're all the things that really make Cleopatra and who she is on stage.
Anyone that's never seen you perform, like, I recommend it so much. We see so many performers, obviously, and you always stood out to me, because I love people that dance so furiously and passionately. I can feel it. I'm such an empath. You know, I feel like maybe you're the same.
Yeah.
Are you the same? Yeah. And I'm like, I can feel it. I'm like, whoa. I feel, and I love it. I love it. Being an empath's tough though, huh?
Yeah. I'm so happy though, because my job for me, it is, I want people to feel what I feel. Like, I just have to be articulated, like, on stage. As long as the people watching me can feel what I'm feeling, that's when I feel like I've done my job right. I had a lady approach me once in, like, this was in, like, a bar in Manchester, at my hometown. She was just like, oh my god, like, you dance like how my soul feels. And I was like, oh
wow, that is so beautiful.
Like, but yeah, no, if I'm doing that, that makes me so happy, so thank you. That is literally happened.
No, honestly, that's so true. I love that. Do you feel like being an empath has helped you as being a performer? Because I feel like it's really helped me get into the mindset of, like, kind of my shows and stuff like that.
It has. From a performing on stage kind of aspect, yeah, it helps me channel a lot. But I do find the other side, so, like, you know, being backstage and that sort of, I sometimes find it very overwhelming, because you're in a space with so many big personalities and so many energies, and like, I think for me during this lockdown, another thing I've been trying to focus on is how I channel and protect my own energy. I'm not very good at, like, this is all quite like being an empath, like, I've always felt it, but I've never been a lot on it, and I'm gonna go crystal shopping shortly and get some crystals. So it's been great to kind of explore that as well. But yeah, there are sometimes I get in from work and I'm completely overwhelmed, like, to the point where I just don't want to see or speak to anyone. And I don't know about you. I'm not really good at, I have this urge. I don't know why, but I always feel like I need to get people back to people's messages. And I find being inundated with messages is completely, again, overwhelming. People want one all the time, and I don't really. I'm only one human being trying to do the best that I can do.
I relate so heavily. I recently hired someone to do my emails because the thought of opening my inbox fills me with terror. I'm like, if there's more than two emails, I'm like, I can't deal with it. I can't. It's stressful. I feel like people.
No, me neither.
I can feel what people want. Although, it's really difficult, isn't it? Because that's literally our jobs.
Right? It is. So hard.
How have you managed to kind of balance that over the years? Have you gotten better at it, you think?
It's still something I definitely need to work on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got automated emails that go out, and I just make it like, I basically say, look, if this is regarding a booking, like, make it clear what you're asking for. Not in like a rude way, but people be quite long-winded on email, and I'm just like, tell me what it's for, how much you're paying, if it's negotiable, where, time, date, and keep it just to the point with me. I'm a very to the point person. If you're the more to the point you are, the more like I have so much love and respect for you. Like, so just don't have time for like any grey areas or anything in between. But I'm also, I care what people think of me, and I think that can sometimes be a bit of an issue because I always want to get back to people and not make people feel like I've ignored them. But again, I do have to understand that, I am one human. These people have to understand that, I'm trying my best here.
I get that. I get it because I send out merch and I do bookings and it was just so overwhelming, and people get a bit miffed sometimes, and I'm like, it is just one person. It is just us. And I think a lot of people don't realize that about performers, especially when you start performing full time. People are like, oh, they must be rich now. They're doing so well. I'm like, I have not got my shit together.
Not at all. I'm definitely not rich. The majority, I don't think people really understand sometimes. The majority of, I don't know about you, but the majority of my money that I make goes back into,
straight away. Oh, it's so expensive. Costumes.
Honestly, rent bills and, check out my new pleasers as well.
Oh, my God, show me. Ooh, shiny. Oh, they're the big ones like mine. Yeah. I love the boots. Honestly, the boot pleases. Oh, my God, because I always sprain my ankle, clear. I'm a clumsy fucker. And they're the only thing that keeps me in. It doesn't matter how high the platform is. If they've got me strapped up to the ankle, I'm in there.
I think I need to treat myself now and again. I feel like I am putting out a lot into the universe, and even the twerk videos, I really enjoyed them for a time. I don't know if you've seen them, just me
I
being
did.
An idiot on
your series. It kept me entertained for the first half of lockdown.
Thank you so much. It just it ended up taking over my life a bit. It was some days I was waking up I don't want to fucking do anything. I just want to sit in bed. I don't want this pressure on me. So unfortunately they fizzled out a bit, and I think with the current situation I'm just not in a good headspace anyway to be doing that sort of stuff. I just need to protect my energy again a bit more. But a lot of people tipped me, and I just want to thank anyone listening that did tip, because that's gone into my savings, and I can't thank you enough.
That's so awesome.
Time and people are great. Some people are great, man.
Some people are. It's like you were saying earlier about the OnlyFans, the audience. I find that the people that are supportive are some of the most supportive people of any industry. Only the music, maybe K-pop fans or something are supportive. But honestly, any supporter that I've met through sex work has been the most kind, generous. Obviously, you get the cunts. You just get cunts everywhere. It's cunts everywhere, clear. But. Overall, they are the kindest, most generousness audience, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And I haven't, I've just started experiencing the wish list thing. So, underwear, and I'm like, oh my God, this is actually so sweet.
It's so nice, right?
Yeah, I'd have to say, the majority, if not all of the people that follow me on OnlyFans are just absolutely lovely. And there's this understanding that, I'm new to doing this kind of, sex work. I am a, performer just stepping into this. And, there's a great level of respect there. The people aren't too pushy in what they ask for. They kind of, I always say, be open to ask for requests. And, if I'm willing to do it and I feel comfortable with it, then, I'll totally do it. yeah, it's just great. It's really interesting, like, and I've really fucking enjoyed it.
It's so fun, right? I love the the personableness of it. Like, can literally just do you. You can literally be you. You don't have to conform to like another brand or like a theme. It's literally ask your fans what they want and they'll tell you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Exactly. Like, again, to the point.
Yeah, it is. It cuts out any middleman and middleness, doesn't it? It's literally just you.
Yeah.
How's it been, like, learning, though? Like, how's it been creating content? How's that process been? I know you say you've been enjoying it, but, like, there's a lot of people going into it right now. So share what's your like experience been, I guess.
Same experience. Like, if I'm being very honest with myself, I could be putting a lot more energy and time into it. Again, this is just because of where my headspace is at with everything at the moment. And there are still some days I'm waking up and I'm not feeling very enthusiastic. At the start of lockdown, the first month or so, like I was obviously with like the Twitch videos yeah. and stuff. I was really like feeling creative, but I think with like, you know, with how much negativity there is online at the moment, I'm finding it all a bit overwhelming and kind of I've gone in myself a bit, but that's fine. I can learn to manage that, and I am learning to manage it. But it's I really love editing videos and pictures. And I when I look at OnlyFans, I'm looking at what the other beautiful women, men, trans people are doing, and I'm trying to think of from a business perspective, I try and think of a unique selling point. So I'm trying to think like, how can I make my content a bit different and like what am I branding? And I'm looking at all like colours and edits and like I'll glitch like photos, and then like my videos are all glitchy and weird and things are in reverse and stuff. So I make it quite like arty farty. But like I completely appreciate there's some people on there that are just like, can you do this for me? And I'm like, okay, like that's so cool, but like I'll keep it cool. This is my content and my content is like this, so you know, if that isn't for you or not, I would never take offense to it. Like what might not work for one person who signs up might work for another, so if I lose a fan here I'll gain one there, so that's why I try and look at it. But yeah, I try and make it like a bit different in that I try and do this whole weird retro like color splat glitchy sort of content, and I've really enjoyed it.
That's fucking cool. I love that. I'm really bad. I don't edit barely any of my stuff. I do like one shot videos and I'll do a photo set. I won't put any filters on it or anything. And it's just something that really bothers me about it. I don't know why I don't enjoy it, but I like other aspects of it. But that's so cool that you're doing like an artsy version. I've never seen anyone do, I've seen people do it on Patreon, but not on OnlyFans. And I think that really adds a really cool element. I want to see. Can you give me a try?
I'll give you a free trial link.
I'll give you a trial. Yeah, that's so fucking cool. How long have you been doing it now? How since the beginning of lockdown?
So I only, I think, started it, was it in April?
Oh yeah, not long
I think
ago.
It was April or May I started it, but I don't know if you know Aurora Star. Aurora.
Oh, I do. I love Aurora.
Aurora has been grafting on it, and Aurora's like, Cleo, you can make some money on here. And I think recent, like maybe it's an insecurity in myself, but and I had other girls on Instagram message me, and I was like, no one would be interested in what I do on there, and like wouldn't be interested. And I think that is like just an insecurity thing, maybe.
I think
that,
so.
Because again, it was tapping into a world I haven't stepped into quite yet. I've
it's
always
scary
had this
though, yeah.
It is, and like you don't know how people are going to approach you on there, and I was just like, you know, but then again I look at you and Aurora and like you guys are just super inspiring, so I was like, you know what, fuck it, like
that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, and like so yeah, like I signed up and I've been quite shocked, like if I was putting maybe 20-30% more in this, I'd probably generate a bit more money, but the money I've made so far, like I had to call my accountant because it was like, I'm on universal credit and stuff, and I can openly say this on here, I'm on universal credit and stuff, but yeah. You're allowed an income on universal credit, but I was just saying, look, I'm going to get these bits of money, this bit of money coming in, so I need to let you know like what this is, and like I'll have to put it forward to the government and let them know I'm still getting this little bit of income, but just that little bit of income, man, like goes a long way. So, I'm just so grateful, and my girls have been so supportive, like, yeah. It's been wicked to try it.
Oh, so awesome. Have any of your friends, like, or anyone that you know started at the same time as you? Have you like gone through it together?
Yeah. So I have
that's
a little
cool.
group of girls, which is really yeah. And we like all the experiences we're having, we share, and we kind of like if there's a guy acting a particular way and we don't know how to approach it, we're just like, well, we'd approach it this way, da, 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 da.
Oh, that's
and, you know,
so awesome.
Yeah, and we talk about prices and this, that, and the other, and if like we're unsure what sort of send content to one another and be like, shit, what do I charge for this, what do you think, and
yeah
it's really beautiful, like, and I'm always for like women supporting women, so like
much.
This is a great way of doing that. But yeah, like I've heard like there's a lot of speculation, there's a lot of celebrities starting OnlyFans, and I know there's a lot of sex workers that feel a way about it. So I don't know, like not for me to ask you questions because I know this is asking me, but like have you like found that, like, because I don't know enough about it to give opinion.
OnlyFans has a weird history, and without going into too much, they initially, when they started, they were started by sex workers or people that were in the sex work industry, so they knew they were gonna be a sex work site, but throughout their promo they've always tried to like skirt around it and be like, come on here and do squats in your tight leggings in front of the camera and be a fitness model. And I'm like, sure, that's what they're paying for. But like, obviously it's just filled with sex workers, you know? And now they're trying to get people on there. Again, they've obviously got this huge drive because they've obviously got loads of money from people signing up and doing sex work from the lockdown. And they've obviously got this huge incentive drive or something to get celebs on there, because I've seen loads of them pop up on there doing like cooking shows and doing like, I don't know, just like musicians on there. And I'm like, what are you doing, OnlyFans? I don't know if you're trying to diversify, which is fair enough as a business move, but you're still run by a company that runs other sex tech companies. So why are you trying to deviate so much? It seems weird to me.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm just intrigued. I'm always asking because I'm like, I'm quite new to it. And a lot of my sex worker friends feel a bit of a way about celebrities signing up at the moment. There's been a few like few articles out there as well, but
yeah, there has. One of my friends is investigating them at the moment, actually, because their origins are in murky waters, shall we say. So I can't say anything about it until it comes out, but yeah it's, I mean, the people who own it, just sketchy.
Yeah. I mean, I've also heard, this is me, naughty me, like, I need to read up the terms and conditions properly, but...
I'm really bad at it, too.
I've heard things like, you know, they own the content that you post and this and the other, and are a bit like...
I know. Their terms and conditions are really dodgy, and they make sure specifically to say if you're an escort, you can't have an account. So they'll kick people off, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You're a British company. Escorting's legal here.
Yeah. I'm surprised at this because I've heard a lot of girls like talk, especially on Twitter, they're like, oh, my account, I've just lost $3,000, and I'm like, what the hell, what is going on? And they can't have that money back. I'm not being funny, they don't have that money, like, surely that's their money. If you have to shut the account down Do they not give any notice? Like, nope. Hey, Kaylee.
He just pops up, didn't he?
No, what they don't.
So unfair. Again, like, yeah, that's just so wrong. That's so wrong.
It's so wrong. It's this idea that sex workers aren't credible voices. Like, that people are just like, oh, this person's complaining, but we can ignore them because every other big company ignores them. So, you know, they won't keep, they know that if we ignore them, they'll go away eventually, you know?
Not acceptable.
It starts with Instagram and then it moves on to like OnlyFans. It's all linked up. It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Multiple times, but I think that the hashtag Clear Pump has been shadow banned since January now, and it's not
really
been I went about 4 or 5 months without using it, and I got to a point where I was like, fuck this, I'm just going to start using it again because it just doesn't look like they're going to lift it anytime soon. And again, the majority of the stuff that I'm posting on there, that the worst content in their eyes is probably stuff where I'm twerking or I'm doing like pasty, like tassel twirling.
Yeah.
So, like, that's still not breaching the guidelines, surely. I don't
know.
That's
your name. Like, that's your stage name. How can they shadow ban that?
And I think they've just, I keep changing it. So I then went on to Clear Pant for Burlesque, and that's been shadow banned now as well. All within like weeks. And I'm like, oh,
it's so irritating. Has it affected the promotion of your performing at all? Did it? Like,
this
in the
is
beginning?
What I worry about, because yeah, some of my videos where I'm getting maybe like 300-400 views or something, or like, maybe like 200-300 likes, and then there's some that literally get like 40 or 50. So there's definitely, like, I don't know if it's algorithms.
It's so obvious it's shadow banned. It's like one post they've gone like, I know. I feel like every performer I've spoken to, every sex worker has the same story, and it's hard to know where to go next. You know, where do we go next to promote our work? You know, like, I'm really just relying on word of mouth for performances and stuff, especially after this year where all the events have been cancelled. I don't know how we're all gonna rejoin the world, you know?
Exactly. I think we're all gonna be very different people after this. And you know, how we approach things, and also fees. I need to really respect and have a lot more self-belief in myself. Mm-hmm. Some of the fees I take, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that again.
I know, it's rough.
Yeah. So yeah, it puts a lot in perspective. But yeah.
It does. Well, Cleo, what have you got planned for the rest of your, what day is it today? Wednesday. What have you got planned for the rest of your week? Have you got any like cool events or anything? Are you doing any online events? Because there's quite a few around now, isn't there?
There is. I've done two. I did Misa Blue. I don't know if you saw Twallow and Misa Blue. I did her birthday show a few weeks ago.
Oh my gosh,
and that was really cool. I was on the lineup with loads of American performers who I hadn't met before. So that was really nice.
That's cool.
And I did a birthday. And then I did a private party the other week. But to be honest with you, I'm feeling the way at the moment. You know, I don't need a lot of space for that. But when it comes to performing, because I like love my art so much, like, I hate this idea of my art being limited. And I've tried a few shows, but I feel at the moment, like, in my house, I have to limit what I do, and I don't really want to be putting out online, like, you know, these kind of like living room, bedroom versions of my act. And it doesn't really, you know what I mean? I can't really express, really give it enough credit, my act, in a living room space.
Yeah.
So I've just basically started saying no between me and you to everyone at the moment, and it's because of that, and it's also because of, with the current like political stance and everything, I'm feeling drained. I'm not in a good headspace, and I don't want to be performing where my heart's not in it. My heart isn't in it right now, and because of everything, so I'm not doing any at the moment.
It's clearly so important to you that the things that you do are the things that you love, and that's totally something I can relate to hard. I need to be able to, I can't do stuff unless I like love it or feel passionately about it.
Yeah, exactly. And just like things like Jessica Rabbit, like my, like, I'd say it's my like signature act now, because
I love it. I've seen videos, I've never seen it live, but I have to. I want to. Please tell me when you're doing it.
It just belongs on stage. I've put so much effort and blood and sweat and tears into it, and she just belongs on stage. And I can't.
She's a big character.
Yeah, I can't. fit in my house. I'm sorry.
Like, Jessica Rabbit would not be in this small space, darling. She'd be on a stage, darling.
Rita fucking do a drop split and then do a cartwheel and just be like maniac on stage and not have to do it with like cupboards and wardrobes in the way.
I know. Oh, I'm glad that you've been keeping busy and everything, Theo. Yeah. Have you been doing anything else on lockdown?
I need to do so much. Like, I got a yoga mat. And I want to start doing ballet again. I think then National Ballet, I think they're doing online classes. I need to check on YouTube, and they're doing them for free. So, because I'm losing a bit of toning in my legs and stuff, so I need to start
I feel really weak at the moment. I know. I feel like.
Are your joints hurting? My joints seem to be hurting a lot.
My elbows and my knees hurt because I've been scrunched up on my sofa. I think I've literally been in like the fetal position. Like, oh God, the world. I know. Yeah, I guess maybe because we're so active normally as well, aren't we? Cause every dancing's intensive, isn't it? People don't realize.
And you don't realize, like, my cardio is so shit. I don't know about you now, but like, I can't breathe.
I don't have stairs in my flat, so I don't even walk up and downstairs. The most exercise I do is getting up and down off my couch, getting in and out of my bed. I've done maybe 2 floor work classes. I started doing them and I was like, oh, I'm doing so well, look at me. And then I just stopped.
No, it's madness. This whole thing's madness. Like, who thought 2020 would be like this? What the hell is going on?
I know. Have you got anything planned for the rest of the year, or are you just totally free now?
So I was supposed to go to Switzerland. I'm just looking at my year planner in, I think it was in May I was due to go, and they postponed it till October, but I have a sneaky suspicion it's going to be a no-go. I mean, I've still said I'll go, obviously the flights are running and stuff, but it depends on the venue as well and whether they can generate enough money, but that would be with Misty Lotus, who's he's over there, she's absolutely lovely. I've got a few things. Maybe I could count maybe 6 or 7 things in the diary, but I have a feeling they're gonna
really. Oh,
yeah, I have a feeling. I don't know. I'll have to wait close to the time, but I'm not holding my breath. I think what I'll end up doing is probably towards the end of summer, just send an email out and send some new contracts out and be like, you know, what's going on? Is this going ahead? And if so, these new contracts just to cover myself.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Actually, I never thought about that. Because I've all my work this year has been cancelled. Like, basically, it was cancelled straight away. I didn't actually have much performance stuff booked in. I was supposed to come back to it this year, but this year was not the year for it, apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a smart idea. That's good advice to performers, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
For all of y'all listening. Yeah.
See what I go on. I also want some tattoos. I love your tats. I have
What do you want? Tell me. You have zero? I'm sure you had some. I'm sure. Tell me. Say it again, I went crunchy.
Oh no, I'm a crunchy. I don't know about you, but as an empath, I always feel like I've got really good intuition.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to my love life. So I always found it quite funny. I've all seen eye on my wrist on my wedding hat.
I'm watching you.
And then obviously Cleopatra, I wasn't sure if she was going to, I was going to cover her in Vipers or have her with a big panther. And I definitely want a Viper or something up my arm. But yeah, so if you have any recommendations for good artists and stuff, I'm trying to look.
We will talk about it. Yeah, we'll get you some. I know so many tattooists, Clea. Disgusting. Just don't date any of them. Speaking of your life, like, please, that's my only advice to you. Don't date tattooists, okay? Once you delve into the tattoo world, you get swept up in it and all the romance, and they're all horrible, Clea. Oh, Clea, I've had such a lovely time talking to you.
I know, that's gone so quick, hasn't it?
I'm just looking at the time. What are you doing for the rest of your day? Just trying to self-care again.
Yeah, so basically I've just cleared because I had a lot of clutter in my room. Like, there's so much clutter in my room.
Performer life. I'm literally, you live out of a suitcase, you live out of it.
Literally, exactly. So one of my housemates moved out, so we're using his room as a living room at the moment.
Nice.
So I put a lot of storage and costumes up there for the time being. None of the guys are interested in my costumes, so I know it's all safe up there. But yeah, I've just tried to clear out my room so it's a bit more neutral in here. With everything going on at the moment, I just wanted to make sure my room is a lot more neutral, a lot more calmer. So I've basically got bedding on the way today. Everything's going to be black and gold. Because I was like, at the end of the day, I don't know if it's a subconscious way of me trying to, like, I think with everything going on, I was like, no, like, I need to be treating myself better. And then I will then go into the world and carry myself a different way. So, yeah, I was like, let me change my bedroom up. So at least at the start of my day, I'm treating myself better. And so I've just, I'm going to over, like, sort my room out and everything's going to be black and gold, basically, because I just think I'm
yes, bitch.
I literally blasted like 200-300 quid the other day on like new furniture and bits and bobs and bedding.
You deserve it though. Everyone's been quite frugal during lockdown, especially. Obviously, we've got no work, so it's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
But it does. It does make you feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, and I'm gonna go and get me crystals. There's a place here called Stepping Stones, and I think they do a lot of like crystals and stuff. Like and reading, so I'm gonna go in there and check them out when they open again.
I've missed just wandering out to the shops, you know, and just like getting a little something for myself. I've got lots of trinkets in my house, and I always like go out, and whenever I'm stressed, I come back with like a crystal or a sage bundle or something new nice to burn, and it's just nice, isn't it?
It's so lush.
Oh, Cleo, thank you so much. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
Okay, so pretty much all of my social media tags are just Cleo Panther, spelled CLEOPANTHA.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, instead of ER. There is another Cleo Panther out there that isn't me, and you'll know when I can't say much more about that right now. And on OnlyFans, I'm Cleo Panther Official. I really, thank you so much for having me. I hope
thank you for doing this. I wanted you to waffle. I knew that you'd be great. You're such a cheerful, lovely voice, and honestly, just from the way that we've conversed in the past, I knew that you'd be a wonderful guest. So thank you so much. You've put me in such a good mood. I was like having a nap, half nap before I called you. I was like, and now I'm like all bright and awake and lovely.
You've
packed me back to life. So thank you. Queen, thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
And I love you. Take care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.